We're up to Yud Tes, which is page 52. Tonight's learning should be a schus for Rabbi Nachum Mendelberg, Shlomo Zalman, Strahl, whose yard site is tonight. And we have, many of you may not be aware, but we have a ladies section participating in the Kuzari share. His daughter is here, and this learning should be a schus. In Ois Yud Tes, the Kuzar asked a question of the Chavar. He asked why davening b'tzibur is any better than davening b'yichidus. He said that it seemed to him that k'shis yachid ha'adam yaiser taiv. A person can daven better and when it's quiet and private and can somehow do better. So here in Yud Tes, the Chavar answers with two points regarding the tefillah of a tzibur that makes it superior. Now, one is a more conventional thought, and one is a more unique thought. He starts with his unique thought. Amar Achaver. Aval, hayisrein lekahal become upon him. There are many benefits in Sibor davening as opposed to Yachid davening, mehem. The first is, ki hakahal eina mispalim b'mei sheyesh hefsid liyachid. He says that when an individual davens, it's not necessarily good for everyone. He gives a nice example here on the bottom. You have a man who's a wheat merchant. He's got tons of wheat stored away. So he wants to be rich, so he davens that the price of wheat should go up. Yeah. Now most people would rather the price of wheat not go up. For him it's good that the price of wheat should go up. Now obviously if everybody's gonna daven for his thing, every yach is gonna daven for his thing, so the tefillah will be a tefillah that's not suitable for the kahal. It's not suitable for the rabbin. Now, what's wrong with that? So I'm davening for what I want. You daven what you want. And so he says that a tefillah is more likely to be answered when it's a something. If you ask me for something I can give you. Don't ask me for something I can't give you. So Rabbi Shalom can give anyone anything, but it's less likely that a tefillah will help if you're competing with someone else in shul for your tefillah. You know what, it's sort of the fact that, I don't know if it's a good marshal, but it's a true marshal that, there's a certain amount of tzedakah money around. So, let's say all of Klal Yisrael together gives X number of dollars to tzedakah. Now, unfortunately, the different tzedakahs spend money competing with each other to get their piece of the pie. So let's say, just pick any number, there's $10 million worth of tzedakah going to be given out this month, so the charity should get $10 million. But, because they're competing for it, so, I don't know, $500,000 is spent just to advertise and to send out mailings. Now, I wish it would only be 5%, right? Sometimes a lot more than that. Is spent of the tzedakah money to get tzedakah money. That's not an efficient way to do it. That's not an efficient way. The Chafetz Chaim tried before the war. Actually not the Reb Chaim Oizer. It was the Reb Chaim's dream. They tried in Vilna to make a Vada Yeshivas. Instead of every yeshiva having to have a Masholuch and sending out money, there'll be one central Vada Yeshivas. Everyone will give his tzedakah there and they'll distribute it to all the yeshivas. So it doesn't work. Not sure why it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But it's not the most efficient way of doing things. So similarly, if everyone's going to daven for his individual need, so it's going to be a very inefficient use of tefillahs. You know, the wheat merchant will use the schusim in heaven that the price of wheat should go up. It'll be very good. It's not going to do much for him because, he needs to hire workers and he needs to rent animals to work his field. And they're also davening that their end of it go up. So it's not the most efficient way of... What? You mean supply and demand? You're right. So he says the following here. He says, mayhem. The first reason is, a tefillah that comes out from the tzibor does not deliver something that's a hefsid to the individuals. But when an individual davens, he may daven for something that's a hefsid to others. And of course, others are going to be davening something that's not good for him. Now, it sounds like a practical thing, like you might as well just everyone daven together, but he says more than that. But Tanaya Tfila, Hanenis, one of the conditions of a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to, Shetiye b'mashi yoyil ha'aylam v'lei zikuhu b'shum panim. A tefillah that is going to be answered in Shemayim is going to be a tefillah that doesn't damage people. That's overall a beneficial tefillah to human beings. And therefore, the most efficient way of davening is a tefillah that will be answered, and that's a tefillah that comes from the tzibur. Now, as you realize, this is not a reason to daven with a minyan. This is a daven for everyone, a reason for all the tefillahs to be together. In theory, if everyone could daven just right, you could daven separately. Here it's more that the content of the tefillah, be it tzibur content, so it comes from the tzibur, it goes up that way.
That's
what we
ask for this one.
That's why we have a uniform davening. All right. That's why we have a uniform davening. So we daven for Parnassah, we daven for Parnassah, B'Sashar Klal Yisrael, as part of the Rabbim of Klal Yisrael. Okay. So again, that has to do with the content of the tefillah. His second idea is the reason why you should daven physically with a tzibur. U'mehen, Shema'at hu shetashlom tefillah liyachid b'blish gaga u'pshia. He says a second idea, and this I think is more conventional. Mm-hmm. He says, Ma'atu, it's rare, Shatashim Tfila Liyachid Babli Shkago Pshia. It's rare that a Yachid can daven a complete Tfila without some sort of mistake or even a mistake that he's guilty of, that in the middle of his davening he thinks of other things. Therefore, they said every individual should have the same Shemone Esrei, the same nusach as everyone else. And his tefillah, as long as it can be, should be with no less than 10. There's this idea that from the whole shul, hopefully there's one good, complete Shemone Esrei going up to heaven. I'm willing to contribute Hashem's Fasai Tiftach. On a good night, Ufi Yagiti Lasecha as well.
Guys contribute different brachas.
Different people contribute different brachas. So, like I said, I'm willing to contribute the first sentence of Shemone Esrei, which...
says here, a complete Shemone Esrei, not the fragments.
A complete, all the fragments together create this one complete Shemone Esrei.
As opposed to one person saying the complete.
What he's saying is that the one person usually doesn't have a complete Shemone Esrei. Not even one of them. Yeah. But from everyone together, you'll have. V'istader mehakoyel tefillah shleima b'kavan azaka. And from everybody put together, you can have one tefillah with a clear concentration. V'tochel ha'brocha ala kol v'yigil ha'chalechem yechidim chalkem imenu. So the bracha goes up, the tefillah goes up, the bracha comes down, everyone gets his piece. Hashem's blessing is like rain that saturates the earth. It doesn't rain on one field. It rains on the whole area. There are times that an individual gains because of the tzibur. So this is the second idea, the idea of the tefillah of everybody going up together. So the first is the content should be from everybody, and the second is that physically it should go up as a tefillah with a tzibur, and that's why people try to daven with a gadol hadar, with a tzaddik, so that you have sort of the motor, which is hopefully going to speed everything heavenwards.
Are the tefillahs of women that daven individually?
Oh, so I have that question from the women's section, which is a question of women who frequently do not daven, most frequently don't daven with a tzibur, how this all works. So, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure. I don't see that Chazal are discussing this at great length. I think the idea is that the midah of the women of being tzenuim is something which is the woman's kayach. It's her kayach, the privacy of a woman. And that kayach itself lends a certain amount of energy to the davening.
Private
fillers. Chana davened by herself. Yeah. So there's a mila to davening with the tzibur, but perhaps there's something more. Something that was meant to say.
Even if you're dominant in a minion, you still can have a private tree like after you did something else. Hannah was a woman who there was no minion for, so of course she had.
Well, she could have gone to the shul and down with minion.
Shark. There was something special. Okay. There was a special time for her. Because he had a special
in the special time, it could have been she could have done what I mean too at that special time. But okay, you're right. The women. There's a fascinating thought from the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis on Shas is on Mayid and Kachim. There is a little known Sfasemis on Masechta Saita. It just wasn't. I guess when they published the Sfasemis on Mayid and Kachim, they probably didn't have access to it. But there is a Sfasemis on Saita. It's printed, the Tervadas Library has an old print of a thin volume. It was printed recently in a volume that has many Svarim on Masechta Saita together. Be that as it may, the Sfasemis has the following idea, and Rav Palm showed me once that it really comes from a Meiri. He says that just like an individual's tefillah when he davens with a minion, if he doesn't have the power to have davened a complete enough tefillah to go to Shamayim, so to an individual's tefillahs, if you daven as an individual, as a yachid, b'yachidus, or however it may be, a yachid's tefillah that's not significant enough to have effect in Shamayim, the many tefillahs of an individual come together. One tefillah of a yachid, a good tefillah, is Milo all the other of his incomplete tefillahs to Shemayim. Just like many people's tefillahs are combining, one person's tefillah combines with others. The Sfasemis gives to that a time period of 40 days. There is a number 40, a certain shleimus in spirituality, which is 40. The 40 days comes up here and there in Shas, the 40 days of Yetzirah Savlad. There are a number of places where Arba'im Yoyim come up, and that idea of Arba'im Yoyim is a spiritual time period. So a person's tefillah is hanging, and it goes up eventually. The Sfasemis writes this on the Gemara that deals with Golias. Golias taunted Klal Yisrael for 40 days. The Gemara said he disturbed their davening. So the Sfasemis explains that weak tefillahs, just once every once in a while, you have to have a good one, and that'll power the other ones. So he kept on going forward. When it was getting to 40 days, they realized it's an emergency. You know, 40 days, they're being taunted and they can't daven properly. So there needed to be a Daven HaMelech had to come forth and help Kai Yisrael before the Arba'im Yayim. It's also an idea that powers it to go up to Shemayim. Now, Ubehepach. Now he deals with this idea, Behepach. Sometimes you're part of a tzibor, and the din of the tzibor is that they're not deserving. And now, since you're davening with the tzibor, so you're falling under their not deserving. There could be an individual who deserves, and it's withheld from him because of the rive. We have this rule that the din aklali loylam giveres al din aprati. You mentioned it other times, that there's a din on the tzibor and a din on the yachid. And when there's a contradiction, the din aklali always overrides. That's why the Rashba says, that's why b'shana mokka b'shana mazel. Sometimes, yesh ayri b'shana mokka b'shana mazel, there are times where a person has a negative din because of the tzibor. See, he says when that happens, Eladinov Yisbara Ela Dinov Yisbara Khailamim Vesla Yisbara Hagamoli Yachid Mahim Bailamapa. So if the Yachid is in a tzibor and doesn't deserve, his chus doesn't disappear. But he has to wait to the next world. Va'ay Shailam is Eitlam Tumura Taiva, Vayitav Lahem Biktsas Taiva, Yuba Nochim Mishneyam. Achbaachi Natsumi Ainish Akailal Hatsala Gamura. He says sometimes a person gets chara in the next world. Sometimes there are aspects in this world which are separate from the einish haklal. Umashal bishesfal letzarech atzmai. To give a mashal to what he's talking about is kimashal mishestadu lachazik is beisei lavadai. There's a crime spree where there are marauders coming from outside the city into the city. So you have a person. He spends money to put safety, to make his house safe, to put a strong wall around his house. Now the people really want to put a strong wall around the city and keep the outsiders out. Who, if a person doesn't want to join with them, he just wants to protect his own house, who might see harbe, but he made halasakana. He spends a lot of money to protect his own house. It's cheaper for everyone to get together and put a wall around the outside of the house. He's not as safe. By shichnis b'mashin, the thasa b'yat tzibur, he's going to contribute to the tzibur, might see ma'at v'aymid b'tacha. He spends less proportionately, and is more secure, ki mashin mekatsim imenu echad v'ashni me'acher. Because people can contribute each according to his share. V'sikfa ha'medina b'tachlis mashiyesh b'yachaylas, v'yanashu v'gim kulam el berchosam b'itzas mu'etis imadin v'askama. And everyone will get together with imadin v'askama. They explain on the bottom, it's interesting, sugya in the beginning of Bava Basra, it talks about how you contribute to the wall of the city. It's complicated. It says each person, according to his level of danger, you live closer to the wall, you gotta contribute more. And each person, according to what, the money that he has. So it's a formula by which people contribute to the wall. But anyway, however the formula is, that's not the point. The point is, the tzibur is more capable of doing than the yachid. So this is his demonstration of why a yachid should give. Now he makes a general statement. He quotes Plato. Alkein kaira apaltoin. Apaltoin is the Hebraic form for Plato. Plato said, "Mashiyotzi b'tzad ha-toira." The word "ha-toira" means for spiritual causes. But a person is willing to give for moral things. Chelek hakoil should always be the expression. Plato's expression is the expression of chelek hakoil, to be part of the greater good. Ubaishi yisalei mayachid mechelek hakoil. And when a person refuses to be part of the greater good, fushesh betakonis siburi ashu chelek mimenu, that's really a benefit to everybody, and he's a chelek of it. V'choshav ki yisreinu la'atzmai, and he thinks that he's benefiting for himself. First of all, he's sinning to the greater good. He's not contributing. A person has to see himself as part of the tzibur. We're talking now about a society where they did bloodletting. Instead of an individual, the arm would say, I don't want to give blood for bloodletting. When he needed it to be well, the body would get sick. Imagine he needs an inoculation. So the arm says, I don't want to get a hole in me, and I'm not willing. So the arm loses, and the body loses. The individual has to be willing to give up for the greater good. So this is the idea. On Matzah Shabbos, I spoke about poems. I was thinking, I don't know if others that were, I'm probably familiar with the charge of the light brigade. When I was a boy, I don't know why, but I had a book at home that had the poem, The Charge of the Light Brigade. Right? Yours is not to question. Yours is but to do and die. Right? It's all about, it's really about the follies of war, but, it's about individuals giving up for a tzibur. So I don't know, I once saw this letter from Rabbi Kivager. I once wanted to read, I don't know if it's going to hit you as much as it did me. Rabbi Kivager, they put out a collection of his letters that had to do with his rabbonus, with going from one rabbonus to another. So some of them are meaningless, and some of them are striking. He was a rav in a city named Friedland. You probably know where it is. I don't know where it is. In Germany. The city Friedland, and he was invited to be a rav in Poznan. And apparently people asked him why. So he talks about the fact, you know, some people leave for money, some people leave for honor. So he says, I'll tell you why I'm leaving. He says, Ani ben nun gimel shanim. I'm now 53 years old. Umasei es elabesi. You know, I'm a tzibur person. I have to do things for myself too. So I thought the next line was, you know, like, I need parnosa, tell my kids in Kayo, or something like that, right? He said, I need bendu gimel shana, masi esa lebesi. Upai, and here in Friedland, eino magdilim banim l'taira. The children are not raised in the derech ha-taira. V'loi zechisi lahamid bipai bochur echad. I don't have a single Talmud from this city. So he says, let's say, masi esa lebesi. I gotta worry about myself. He's not worried about his kids. You know, Shlomo Eger did quite well. He's saying, I got to do it for myself. What's for myself? My contribution to the tzibur, I can't do. So it's fascinating. I found it fascinating.
Yeah. He got older.
He went to France.
But he was a different age maybe at that point.
So Salanter, having been successful, tried to go to Paris at the end of his life. To try to be a mashpia, and historians have different opinions as to how successful he was. And Lamaisi, he died alone in a room. There was one person with him when he died, and in typical Musser style, there was one person with him as he was dying. He explained to him, you don't have to be, people are afraid to be in a room with a dead body. It's not so terrible to be in a room with a dead body, and he explained that that was his dying speech. But yeah, okay. But anyway, this is the noble idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur. The noble idea is that you should be part of a Tzibur, your request should be part of a Tzibur, the Tefillah should go up with a Tzibur, and you should see yourself as Chelek Mehakoyel, as part of a Tzibur. What am I going to contribute to the Tzibur? It's a very challenging idea, but that's is the idea he makes. He ends.
You can't say that I'm higher than everybody else, and they're going to bring me down, you still have to be part of the club.
Can't say you're higher than everybody else. He's going to bring you.
Isn't that the famous story with the shackle of the past that he felt that he wasn't? They said, "No, we have to die to save the people from the Cossack attack." Rav Ratner told it to me from the Cossack attack. So he said, "No, I have to finish this on the Chayshim Mishpat And that's the only one that didn't go on, it wasn't accepted anyway. Did not die then, he died then.
He ran around a pirish and wasn't willing to go for the tzibur, was not accepted.
But he felt that he needed for the future, and yet it wasn't accepted.
It seems like it's better to have a large minion. You have more Buraivam Hadras Melech. That was Rav Henkin had a very strong complaint about the idea that you go to a community, there are shuls. You know, some of the Bali Tshuva who came on that Shabbos, on the Project Inspire, they said, why do you have a shul across the street, and a shul here, and a shul the next block, and a shul down the block, and why don't you just have one shul? Like, you know, go explain to them that they're right, it makes a lot of sense, you know, like, so I don't know the answer, but Rav Henkin complained bitterly that there should be one community shul, and everybody should dive in there, and,
it's kind of something interesting that I never heard, and it is that sometimes the super doesn't have merit,
it's always good. It's always the right thing. What we're saying is sometimes the dinar klal stops the yachid. If a klal deserves a punishment, the yachid's part of it. He's just part of the tzibur. So he says, you don't lose. Either you get an ilam haba, or you get it somewhere else in ilam hazeh. But you don't necessarily got what you want.
He said, and those were people who were
That's true. 100%. It's kedai to be part of the team.